In a brief lull between two customers, I headed over to the cash register and pressed the feed button. I took the rectangle of white paper that spooled out of the printer and laid it on the metal work counter. Mrs. Gélina had gone off to get a nice cup of coffee, and I, the employee, was now all by myself at the stall, desperate to get a few ideas down. I unclipped the pen from my apron, stuffed a handful of ground cherries into my mouth, and bent over the scrap of paper. In tiny writing, I scrawled a list of things to do when I got home. Laundry, push-ups, sit-ups, read the news, 30 minutes, research Quebec's colonial history, submit a poem to a poetry review. When I'd filled the whole paper, I folded it in half, slipped it into the back pocket of my jean shorts, pulled out a fresh slip of register tape, and wrote a list of things I wanted to do before the end of the year. Join the Y. Finish writing poetry collection. Send at least 3 short stories to literary reviews. Learn Spanish. Save $500. Unrealistic? Take driving test. Take first aid course. Deepen connections with friends. Learn to identify local plants. Go camping more than once. See Jess at least 3 times. For a split second, I forgot I was at work. But the appearance of 2 customers dragged me quickly back to earth. It was a woman and a man, 30-ish, hunting for the perfect basket of strawberries to take to a family dinner. I spotted them out of the corner of my eye as they peered at the fruit. The guy wore a gray t-shirt that clung to his pecs and showed the first hint of a paunch. His hair was still wet from a recent shower. Around his neck, he wore a little cross on a gold chain that he probably hadn't taken off since his confirmation. The woman was wearing one of those synthetic tanks with a built-in bra, its crisscrossed straps forming the shape of a sun on her back. Her hair was pulled back from her face with a pair of Dolce & Gabbana shades. The two of them gave off such a vibe of contented exhaustion, lullabies, soft words, and milky kisses that I was astonished, almost concerned, not to see a baby carrier on either of their shoulders. "My mother loves strawberries," the man said, raising his eyes heavenwards to indicate that his mother was rather difficult.
"Should we get those? How about those ones, honey?" the woman said, tasting strawberries, moving away from her boyfriend, but still holding his hand so she tugged him with her.
"Whatever you think, babe," said the man, in a tone that suggested his girlfriend was the one being difficult right then.
I took a couple of steps sideways and flashed them a friendly, unassuming smile. "It's your decision," my smile said. I noticed they were both wearing flip-flops, and the woman had painted her toenails white. While they were trying to decide, I went on thinking about my lists. Take jiu-jitsu classes. Discover good music. Go to the art house cinema. Do more dumpster diving. Make jam. Get my name on the waiting list for co-op housing. Register for university? No, I mentally put a line through that last item.
"Excuse me," said the woman, her mouth full of strawberries.
She took a moment to mime the ecstasy she was experiencing from the little red fruit and then asked, "Where are these strawberries from?"
"They're from the Île de Lyon," I said, in precisely the same way I might have said, "They're from Wonderland."
"These are the ones. We have to get these ones," said the woman, handing me her strawberry tops, which I tossed into the soggy cardboard box we used as a garbage can.
"This is the winning basket of strawberries."
She laughed and turned to her boyfriend, but his phone had started vibrating in his pocket and he was walking off to take the call.
"Yeah, hello,"
said the man, as the woman pulled out an enormous white leather wallet to pay. I swaddled the basket in a plastic bag, held it out to the woman, and took one last look around to make sure the pair hadn't forgotten a stroller somewhere nearby. As I looked, I met the eyes of the Lebanese grocer, who was sweeping the floor in front of his stall. I said, "Have a nice day," to the customer, waved at the grocer, and went back to my list.